Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anthony in Brooklyn. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, Chris. Just hear me out for a second before you comment. You know, it definitely important for him to develop and to play, okay? And you would, I guess as a Giant fan, you would want them to lose. You know, watching Dart, it's easier, you know, for them to win games when he's using his legs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Josh Allen uses his legs. I mean, you know, we know how many rushing touchdowns he has and everything. I don't think he will learn anything from running. I just think don't call any, you know, plays for him to run. Listen, if he's going to take off, what are you going to do? But there should not be any, you know, him running around the corner or anything like that. And just let him play football. If he beats him from the pocket, he beats him from the pocket.
I think it's an interesting point, and I think it has merit. And I certainly could see them limiting the amount of design runs. But it is his game. Again, it is who he is. That's his skill set. You could eliminate it, and maybe you're right, doesn't learn anything from running. I don't know about it. He learns how to win. Like, I do think they benefit from the wins as long as he's in there. I can't ask the coach never to call a winning-type play. Like, he's got to learn. Maybe this week, maybe next week, maybe limit them until let him show you he can get down and stuff on scrambles. So I think it's reasonable to say limit them. I do agree with that. And on the first, like, and he needs to understand that he's got to get down. So if you call the first design run and he doesn't get down, he takes on needless contact, then yeah, I got to be done. Like, I do think there's a conversation around that. Just playing the game in general, I don't think there's a conversation. Doctor's clear him, he plays. The idea of how you use him, especially late in the game, if it's not close, certainly, that's without question. But again, put it this way. Let me give you a scenario. They're at the 7-yard line. They're down 5 points to the Lions. 2 minutes left, 1:30 left, last possession, game on the line, 3rd and goal from the 7. 3rd and goal from the 5. You've seen how productive he's been goal line with the design runs. Are you going to say, I can't call that play? I can't call my best play. I can't go and give this kid an opportunity to go on the road and beat the Lions? And I can't, you know, start to build that with him and build that confidence with him and the team? It's tough. I'm just telling you, it's tough. It's tough. I think you can limit it. I think you can be a little bit more careful with it. But again, this is his game. This is his game. And, you know, if a doctor tells me that he's more susceptible this week than he is next week or the week after that or the week after that, and I should slowly incorporate it back into his game but leave it out for a while, I'm open to whatever the doctors say. But if the doctors tell me that it's just the hey, he had a concussion, he's all better from it, he's more susceptible now that he's had one, but that doesn't change from week to week, then I don't know. I'm probably letting him play his game. I'll call less, but I never thought it was an egregious number. I don't think 4 or 5 design run calls is some sort of crazy number. I don't. Frank in Palisades Park. What's up, Frank?
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I gotta agree with the other callers on this, and I'll explain about this. Because I read this earlier today. Jackson Dart was okayed to go to practice as a non-participant.
Correct.
He was not given full clearance.
Correct.
So anything could happen. If he does not show any signs of improvement,
correct,
on Sunday, they will not allow him to play.
Correct.
Now, I myself have also suffered a concussion. Doctors have explained this to me. It takes 2 to 4 weeks to fully recover. Now, if you do decide to play before you fully recover, your chances of suffering a second concussion increase dramatically. And he plays with reckless abandon. John Gruden has said this about his play.
Everybody
has. He plays with really bad reckless abandon.
I agree. I'm saying everyone has, not just John Gruden.
He needs to be protected from himself. That's why it's important. That's why all the callers are pretty much saying the same thing. Be careful with Jackson Dart. If he needs to stay back and you need to keep him protected, do it. If he needs to be, kept in the sidelines the next few weeks, do it.
Again, but you say needs, like you know what he needs. They have doctors there working with him. And you said, you're right, as of right now, he has not been cleared. And indications are that he will be. But as of today, at practice, he was limited. He was allowed to work with the team. That's step one of the protocol that he has to clear. If he clears it by Sunday and the doctors tell me he's good to go, I'm playing him. Now, I don't disagree. Like, if the doctors say he isn't ready to go, then they don't have a choice. They can't play him, and he shouldn't play. And I'm sorry. I appreciate what your doctors told you. They have doctors designed for this who work with these NFL teams. If he's cleared to play, he plays. That's what happens. It happens that we did not have this discussion about any other concussion that's happened this year. I haven't heard one player or one caller, and I know we don't necessarily, we're in New York and we don't care about other teams' concussions. Like, we don't know we haven't heard one other player. Justin Fields had one this year, Neighbors had one last year. I don't remember an outcry for anyone. Hey, it's unsafe to bring him back after 1 week. It's unsafe. And if your point is, who cares about them? They're not the future of the team. Shame on you. Shame on you if the only reason you don't want Dart to risk it is because you need him to win football games next year. Or like Justin Fields' health is just as important as Jackson Dart's health. Neighbor's health is just as important as Jackson Dart's health. And Justin Fields runs just as much as Jackson Dart does. And Neighbors, as a wide receiver, takes a ton of hits. And I didn't hear one time he shouldn't play. In fact, last week, the first question after the game for the Jets was, why'd you stop running Justin Fields? There are doctors. There is protocol. If he makes it through, he plays. That's what happens in the NFL. Jackson Dart is no different than Neighbors. He's no different than Fields. He needs to play to get better. He's got to be more careful. I'm of the idea that they can limit the amount of design runs for him. Absolutely. But he's not going to learn how to get down and be safer and run with less of a reckless abandon, as you say. He's not going to learn that without being on the field doing it. There's only one way to learn that. He's got to go do it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
He's healthy, he plays. Zach in Holbrook. What's up, Zach?
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call.
You got it, buddy.
I'm gonna try and keep my rant short, but I will end it with a question. I had to call in, man. I'm getting off of work, and I got to get up with my kids in 3 or 4 hours, but I'm circling around my block right now because I got to get this off my chest.
Sure.
This is the dumbest conversation I have heard about football in I can't tell you how long.
Mm-hmm.
We finally, after 13 years, have a quarterback that we actually can somewhat trust, small sample size, but we actually have some hope with. And our fan base and the media, except for you, I like your input here, our fan base and media is running with a storyline that we got to sit this guy? Are you kidding me? Let this dude get out there and play ball. For everybody who's saying he should be sat for the year and protect him, put him in a bubble, what keyboard jockey, what non-football player, non-athlete created this storyline or caller? Where did this come from? This is absolutely absurd. This guy's got to get out there and play. If he doesn't, you know, play one more week, I get it. You know, he's got to go through the protocol, and we want to protect
right,
him a little
of
bit.
To shut him down?
Are you guys kidding me? We finally, after 13 years, have a quarterback that we can kind of root for and get behind and, you know, have some hope, and we want to shut him down. This is the exact problem with New York fan base, New York media, that they run with ridiculous things like this. It doesn't make any sense. My question to you is, where the hell did this story come from? It's been going on for a day and a half, and it should have been dead a day and a half ago.
Thank you for the call, Zach. That was good. The story came from the initial, when he initially got hurt, and everybody's overreaction, in my estimation, to the recklessness of the coach. I mean, people, like, the story was pretty much that Brian Daboll put his career above the health of his quarterback. That the health of the quarterback be damned. I need to win football games because I'm about to be fired. Like, that's where it started, right? And then the idea that the amount of runs he gets, which, again, I had at 4, and I read the initial story after the game with 4. I'd have to go back and rewatch the game. Since last week, the report from Schefter said 5 design runs. Whatever the case may be, 4 or 5 design runs. I don't think for a player who, if you watched in college, had design runs, who is extremely talented at it, who, when you don't have other weapons in the passing game to make plays while you're trying to win football games, sure, he's trying to win football games. Every coach in the NFL is trying to win football games, whatever their job status is. Like, I just, like, that whole nonsense of, well, you know, he's trying to save his job. He's trying to win football games. Every coach tries to win football games. I joked the other day, I was like, I remember that great Vince Lombardi quote, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Unless, of course, you have job security. Then winning is just a luxury. They're all trying to win football games. And unfortunately, with the loss of Neighbors and the loss of Scadaboo, one of their best plays and ways to win football games is for Jackson Dart to run the football. He's extremely good at it. And again, I counted four, but let's say it five. Three of the five, because I don't remember the fifth. Three of the five, two touchdowns and a naked boot where he slid untouched. And then obviously the fourth, he got the concussion. Or the fifth, he got the concussion. So, like, when does it become radical? When does it become reckless? That's where this all started. That's where this all started. So the idea then becomes, now that even Brian Daboll is gone, doesn't matter, the Giants can't be trusted to, like, the Giants are such a disaster and so poorly run, which I do agree they're a disaster and poorly run right now, but they're such a disaster and so poorly run, and maybe even Mike Kafka is trying to earn his job, that if anyone was put in that position of trying to earn their stay as the interim head coach and change it to just head coach, they're going to risk the quarterback's health because they don't give a damn about anything else but their career, and they're willing to risk life and limb of any of their players to secure their future. So that's where it comes from. It comes from the idea that the Giants can't be trusted with this kid because they mess up everything else and they can't be trusted. So you can't put the quarterback out there, which to me is silly. I'm with you. It's silly. There are if he's not cleared, of course. If he's not cleared, he's not cleared. And they shouldn't do anything to help him get cleared. They shouldn't try and cut corners. Like, obviously, go through it. If the doctor says, and again, we'll see, I'm open to whatever the doctor says. If the doctor says, well, technically he's cleared, but I don't like this and I don't like that, and I think the kid would do, you know, it would be very good for him to give him the extra week. If the doctor sits in Mike Kafka's office, in John Mara's office, in Joe Shane's office, and says, look, technically he's hit all the parameters, but I'm still very concerned about this or that, and I would give him another week. Give him another week, of course. I'm willing to go by what the doctor says. But if the doctor says he's cleared all the protocols, he's got no symptoms, there are no more headaches, there's no more reaction to light, you know, whatever other tests that they go through, he passed them all with flying colors. He feels great. He feels good after running. He feels good after contact. He feels good after every check mark that he has to go get through. Then he plays. That's, they have these things designed to make sure you're ready to go play. Now, it's his first concussion. If he has more, like Tua, and we saw the stemming from Tua where the fingers go like this, and I know, you know, people seem to think he was knocked out unconscious. I haven't read that. I haven't heard Dart say he was unconscious. He was laying on the floor what seemed to be lifeless, but sometimes you take a hit, you lay on the floor, you don't want to get up, you're dealing with whatever you do. I don't know if he was knocked out unconscious or not. The Giants have all of this information, and they will make a decision. And whatever their doctors say, that's what I would go with. But there is an importance to Jackson Dart playing. There's an importance to it. The minute he's ready to go, you play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.